Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, wow. What a dramatic filled end of that hour. Welcome to 9 o'clock, just after 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, short week ahead. I think we have something to give you, but first let me say hi. There's a lot of people on the phone for a variety of reasons. Eric, good morning. You're on K-Rock. Hi, what's up?
Man, that was the greatest bit ever, dude. You may have lost one listener, but I just told like three of my friends, you got to listen to this.
I appreciate you.
So we got three more almost listeners.
We got three more almost listeners. Thank you, Eric, for spreading the word and help us to grow the show. It means a lot to us, man. Thank you.
Funny how people on the text line think that was like a scripted, like, No,
that was real. That was a real lady.
That was 100% real.
Vanessa's all upset now because she said that she was trying to calm the woman down off the air, and then she got all the work
she did off the air. She's like, I've been transferred again!
Yeah, all the work Vanessa did off the air to try to calm her down, she's just, we've completely ruined it.
562 said, RIP to that kid because his mom just ruined his life, and she thought that the Molly was going to ruin his life.
Hey, you know what? The mom actually convinced me to start doing Molly because listen to this.
She gave a Molly, and it was a fantastic drug.
Whoa, that's what the mom's saying now. Now I'm sold.
What a cool mom.
Man, Molly Mama is my new favorite character on the Klein Alley Show. Hope she calls regularly.
Molly Mama.
All right, caller 20 right now. Let's go ahead and give you something that you actually want, not just nonsense from us. We have 4 tickets for you to go to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
619 just said, my favorite part of the entire thing was Klein's random cowboy accent.
Oh,
supervisor.
So yeah, I like when he just picked up the phone. Supervisor.
Supervisor. Klein can't do voices. Supervisor team.
And usually to be fair, when we transfer people around in the complaint calls, they don't ever stick on the phone long enough to get back to me.
Because they know they're being messed with.
Right, for the fifth time. I had no more voices.
I can't believe she bought the Supervisor Steve bit.
I don't have a lot of voices in my arsenal, guys.
Very official.
Thank you. Anyway, if you would like to go to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, we got tickets for you starting now every hour, all day long, all week long. We'll cool you off. It's California's most thrilling water park, now open select days. Get tickets at sixflags.com/Hurricane Harbor LA. All right, caller 20, let's go ahead and make your dreams become a reality in a moment. And then we'll get into the hour we have in store for you, plus the ADD news, which we had to skip so that we could get that angry mama, Molly Mama, on the phone. And if you remember anything from today's show, remember this.
She gave a Molly, and it was a fantastic drug.
The more you know.
There you go. We'll come back, give away some of these tickets, and your news will be next on KROQ. Rock Klein Alley Show. A lot of love coming through on the text line today. Understandably. Hate on the phones, love on the text line. Let's give away some tickets right now to caller 20, which puts us in Glendale. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, but you're about to be doing a lot better because you're the first person all week long. A lot of people are going to win tickets. You just got 4 of them to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for calling to win and not just calling to complain, because we get quite a bit of each. So thank you for that.
I'll call back and complain later.
All right, great. Vanessa, we'll talk you off the ledge, and then we'll put you right back on it. Let's get to your news now. We had to skip it last hour to get into that angry woman. And Molly Mama, we call her. And apparently there's going to be a very threatening social media post coming up later today to remind everyone not to listen to this show.
I know. So on text, I'm like, that's the funniest part, that she thinks that's the biggest threat to us, is posting on social media.
Hey, I would love 50 followers. I would love the exposure. We'll take it. Let's get to your news right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Early takeaway. If you complain about anything, you'll have to deal with Supervisor Steve.
And that's the true punishment.
Klein's impressions are the worst. I thought he was going to go into his Hulk Hogan voice for a moment. I don't do impressions.
Well, you could just transfer her from
Hogan
Adam
to Sandler.
Sandler, and then to the good luck guy from
good
Taken.
Luck. That's all he does. Good luck and then Hogan. Yeah, brother.
Yeah. All right. Is it the end of Taylor Swift's reign? The AMAs are a bit of an indicator, though it's not the most well respected award show. It does tell you, you know, a sign of what's popular, and it's not Taylor Swift anymore. She won none of the awards she was nominated for, and Billie Eilish won in all 7 categories where she was nominated. So she beat out, obviously, Taylor Swift, Chappell Roan, too, who was a big favorite. Billie Eilish won Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, Favorite Pop Album, Song of the Year, Favorite Pop Song. And Taylor Swift losing Favorite Touring Artist does tell you that people are starting to turn on her. 21 Pilots won Favorite Rock Artist. They also won Rock Album of the Year for their Clancy album. And we have new 21 Pilots coming soon. And then Linkin Park, Emptiness Machine, won Favorite Rock.
Is this like a legitimate award show? Is this like, you know, kind of like the MTV ones?
Yeah, it's where like that.
Okay, so if the artist shows up, then they get the award.
Yeah, but
so it's not really meaningful.
But Billie Eilish wasn't there because she was touring. But a lot of the major stars, I don't think, were really there.
Okay.
It was like her with like a curtain in the background. She was like, this means so much to me.
Oh, no.
They were like, by the way, Billie, hey, you won all these awards. You want to give us one message that we can just kind of copy and paste through all the things?
Taylor was not there either, right?
No. So people were disappointed that like some of the...
She's not showing up to salute and sit there and have a frowny face all night.
Yeah, of course. But if you want to watch a highlight, I highly recommend Jennifer Lopez making out with the men and women backup singers during her opening performance. That was hot.
Yeah, you know why she did all that making out? The Molly.
It's a hell of a drug.
According to some mom.
She loves it.
It's a fun drug.
Moms everywhere love Molly.
They love it.
All right, a lot of people saw movies over the weekend. If you have a family, maybe you were watching the live action Lilo and Stitch.
It's great.
I heard it's really good.
It's awesome.
So you liked it, and you're a grown-up watching Lilo and Stitch. Remember when I said it was going to be a hit?
You know, Vanessa.
Yeah, but you know what? I have kids. What the hell, Vanessa?
Don't you adults want to see it?
Vanessa.
I have children. They have 2 little girls.
Vanessa, true or false, you went and bought 1 ticket to Lilo and Stitch for you.
Okay. Well, not yet, but I am going to see it. I am hype. I know a lot of 30-year-olds want to see it.
Didn't you go see a movie by yourself recently?
Yeah, Thunderbolts. Okay, I'm gonna shut up because I hear myself.
Right. Smart.
Yeah, that was like even worse pronunciation.
Right. Yeah, that one was crazy. Yeah, so she's right, and she was saying Lilo and Stitch looks great, and we're like, once again, we think that we've accidentally hired a child to produce this radio show. Vanessa's 4 foot something tall. She roller skates for fun. There's a bunch of other things she does that are very
kid-like.
She's
always at kid parties and
always
in bounce houses.
In bounce houses.
She wears cheetah print.
Loves wearing cheetah print. I think she had Dora the Explorer on her backpack the other day.
She was Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, she's right. She knows. The whole thing is crazy. And we're convinced that you're a child. But regardless, that being said, yes, Lilo and Stitch you think looks great. And Omar liked it, but he went with his children.
Yep.
Yeah, but I know. Okay. I don't even know how to defend myself. Whoever watched Lilo and Stitch and you're a grown up, please call.
All right.
I don't know how to defend myself, so I'll just ask listeners.
That's fine.
Please call in and defend me. Another movie that people were seeing over the weekend was a Final Destination movie. And if you were a millennial, you remember the original Final Destination movies with Devon Sawa. But I guess during one of the showings over the weekend, in a freak accident, the ceiling collapsed during the movie. And this is a movie about people who it's their fate to die. Even if they die in crazy circumstances, that's what their final destination destination is. It's death, no matter how they get there. So it's ironic that towards the end of the film, people heard this big, loud crash, and they thought it was just a part of, like, the cool surround sound features. And then all of a sudden, there was just pieces of the ceiling falling on people. And there was one where this woman had, like, pieces of debris falling on her arms and on, like, her leg and ankle and stuff. But the only reason it didn't fall on her head was because she was using the arm, like, leaning into the armrest. So it would have fallen on her head and even potentially given her some, like, pretty bad damage.
Great marketing for the movie.
Totally. I was like, dude.
Much better than it would have done if it wasn't for the story. Because this happened in some theater in Europe or something, right? It wasn't even...
Argentina.
Yeah, so it wasn't even in America. But regardless, it got such traction that during that movie of all movies.
Yes. And that would be so great if at the beginning, like, you know, the first couple of screenings, just get a few people injured. And then there's a rumor that maybe the movie is cursed, or that, you know, something bad's going to happen to you when you watch the movie. As somebody who likes things that are thrillers, that would totally make me want to watch. All right, and then night time's a charm. That's the motto for SpaceX. You may have heard a sonic boom over the weekend or seen some space debris all over the skies of Southern California. That was not a UFO. It was another SpaceX failed launch. And after two recent Starship flight tests that ended
that's
in the destruction
it like in my
of the
house.
Spacecraft.
Freaked out everyone. No one knows what's going on.
There is another unmanned test. I'm glad they're still unmanned test flights. That's happening today. And this is the facility near, it's in Texas, but you can see, you know, everything from where we're at. And that's going to be at 4:30 p.m. today. So don't be alarmed. Otherwise, someone like Klein's family will go hunting the streets for a predator that doesn't exist.
I don't understand. They give us 75 warnings about the fact that it's going to be a little bit warm for the week ahead. Not one warning about the fact that in the middle of Saturday, you could just hear an unexpected sonic boom that freaks you the F out. You would think they would give you something, a little tip. Hey, by the way, we got a rocket ship re-entering the Earth's atmosphere.
Cool.
Maybe you get a random sonic boom that shakes your house and everyone freaks out.
All right, if you're listening, Molly, cool. And sonic booms, cool.
Yes. Quick break, back with more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go next. Welcome to Summer. It's a song you'll be hearing a lot poolside, I would imagine. It's not officially summer yet, but it might as well be. You got hot temps all week ahead here in Southern California, potentially for the next few months, coming recovering from the long weekend. And that's why all day long, starting again at 10 with Nicole Alvarez, you'll get into Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. But you can't enjoy summer if you're not alive, so we want to help you live forever, which is why we take some time each and every week to listen to old people that will give you the secret so you too can live forever. It's time for Old People's Secrets.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits.
Time for some old people secrets.
That's right, Supervisor Steve.
Supervisor Steve,
what's your...
I wasn't By the way, I wasn't doing a country impression. I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is my.
You were doing everything and nothing at the same time.
I was deepening my voice to sound more authoritative.
Okay.
Supervisor Steve. That's all he says.
All right.
Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about, you should really listen to the complete show. Here is an old person, and they are very old, and they've got some sort of a world record because I think they're the oldest nun on the planet, which makes me feel bad in advance. If we say make any jokes at this nun's expense, because I don't want to go straight to hell, which we're probably going to go through anyway. But
yeah,
regardless,
we're there, man.
This is, well, you are because you're gay, but I mean, yeah. I'm saying I still have a shot at heaven, at least, you know?
To you I come.
Not a day passes that Sister Frances Domenici Piscatella doesn't say her prayers.
So she's
that
still.
That's a long name.
Long name. I mean, just.
Do they add more names when you become a nun?
Well, sister they add, and then I think they. They probably, you know, if you have like a nickname, they probably skip past all that stuff and get right to the birth name, the grandparents' name. I mean, it sounds more authoritative.
Yeah, I know. It sounds really special.
I'll use that next time if I recall.
Passes that sister.
I'm not going to say Steve next time. I'm going to say
Sister Donatella Manukana.
Yeah, that's a supervisor, Donatella Piscatella. That's me. You've reached me.
To you I come.
Not a day passes that Sister Frances Domenici Piscatella doesn't say her prayers.
Of the Word incarnate.
Now, I would guess she's a nun, so probably not the case for her, but for some old people that have been married like 9 times where they just keep stacking names.
Right, you just keep adding on.
Keep adding hyphens. Yeah. It's kind of like a. Yeah, it's like a proof that you've lived a long life. If the throat goat, Allie. If your mom just add hyphens to every guy she's been with,
dude. I even get confused, and so does she. Because I'm like, "What's your email address again?" She's like, "Oh, is it the previous last name?"
It's every ex she's had, so many different names.
And the Long Island nun has a lot to be grateful for. Celebrating her 112th birthday.
Feels okay to be 112.
Wow. I mean, I'll tell you, for 112, I know that...
She sounds good.
She sounds good.
There's some that we hear from that are like 105, and they're like...
Right. I mean, that's... Some people that work in this business are 53, sound like that. So, in fact, 112...
And we can understand her.
Still understand her sentence is pretty strong for her. I'm sure she's... You know, the news will say she still looks great. That's usually not
years
the case,
young.
But...
But I would... If you really...
It's a milestone.
Oh, no. She trailed off there. But that's okay.
We
that
can
happens.
Understand her, though.
Yeah, everything she said was very coherent, minus the fact she didn't finish her sentence. But
feels okay to be 112, but I would, if you really...
It's a milestone. Her friend of 71 years, Sister Frances Daniel Kammer, says she nearly didn't make it to.
She had a terrible brain bleed.
Oh man.
And they thought that she was never going to walk again or talk again. And here she is, walking and talking.
Dude, her that's like the Sisters best of religious story ever, right?
Right.
That's like their MO is, now I can walk again.
Right, it's always the walk again part.
Yeah, when you got a story like that, I think you are like a saint, right?
Walking and talking.
Her room at the Sisters of St. Dominic Mother House in Amityville is filled with birthday cards and balloons. Sister Frances Domenici now holds the record as the world's oldest nun.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah. Gotta be oldest at something.
I know we had a nun on recently for the AMA where we asked the nun all those questions we've always wanted to know, but I do feel like all nuns look very old. Like, if you picture a nun in your mind, aren't you always picturing someone that's somewhere between the age of 105 and 115?
Well, there was a lady who was a teacher, a sister who was a teacher at my high school, and she looked ancient.
Ancient.
But she, I've even seen pictures of her now, and she looks the same.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think they just stay within that range.
They start
they
looking
never
super
look younger
old.
Or older.
They're definitely not, like, Botoxing and stuff, right?
No, and I also don't think they're like, let me dye my hair
right.
and make it look
exactly.
so I look younger.
Right, they don't care, because they can hide that under the habit, which is cool.
Yeah.
I would like to be the youngest sister in the world, not the oldest.
Sister Frances nearly missed her chance at religious life after losing part of her arm in an accident.
Oh my God.
Damn. What happened to you?
I guess eventually, after the brain bleed and the losing the arm thing, you just got to say, God, please, let me work for you. This ain't working.
Many communities rejected her.
The convent is not a place for handicapped people.
Oh, I thought that they take everybody.
The convent's not a place for handicapped people.
You know, they told her that.
It's a vacation area. I said, I'm here because I can open a window.
You probably get this question a lot, but what's the secret to a long life?
All right, let's place our bets. We're going to find out the actual secret. You want to live forever.
She also said, I'm here because I can open a window, which is kind of a strange
They wouldn't let her in the door, skill. So she had to open the window with the one arm, one
All right,
working arm.
Test yourself, handicap. So if you can get in through the window, you're in.
What do you believe her secret is? 112, impressive feat. If you want to live forever, you don't have to just constantly take shots of olive oil or do any of whatever the newest health craze is. Just listen to the old people, do what they do, and live forever. Allie, what do you think she says?
Put other people first.
Put other people first. Omar, what's her secret?
Play patty cake every day.
She can't do that. She's got one arm, dude.
My bad.
I mean, technically she can play, but
nah, she can't.
Probably not creative.
I'm going to say keep God in your heart. Because he's a religious nut.
Keep God in your heart.
Yeah.
Jake the Nerd, what is her secret to living to 112?
Faith in the Lord and applesauce on a cheeseburger.
Oh, same as Diddy. Likes Diddy's cheeseburger recipe? Applesauce on a cheeseburger. That
All
would
right.
be fascinating.
What about Vanessa?
I want to say going on a walk every day.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa.
And Lilo and Stitch is a good
Here we go. This is what she says. This is her secret to living a long and healthy-ish life. Healthy-ish life.
My God, she really dodged a few bullets. I feel like it's Final Destination with her.
Really did.
God doesn't want me.
Oh,
God doesn't want me? That is so depressing.
Yeah, but I can see what she means. Like, for some reason, God doesn't want me. He wants me to stay here.
He's like, I don't want that cripple up here.
God doesn't want me. When God wants me, he'll take me.
Ooh.
His confidence.
For now, Sister Frances is making the most of every day she has. In Amityville, Katie Vasquez, Currents News.
She lives in Amityville? Yeah, she is being haunted.
She truly is. All right, well, there you have it. A new old people secret. Once again, no repeats. The old people, they like to live forever, but they never like to share the same secrets.
Next year, it'll be a different one.
KROQ, good morning. K-Rock, all right, we're Klein Alley Show. We're going to wrap it up, get out of here. But fear not, we got takeaways to get to still. Anything that you will bring with you from today's show into your life, and there's no shortage of takeaways. You can text them to us now at 800-520-1067. And then we'll turn it over to Nicole Alvarez for your 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock and more of those tickets every single hour, four packs. Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, we'll get you in. Didn't realize, Allie, the impact that takeaways have on some people that listen to the show, because some people just starting their day right now, just getting in the car right now for the very first time, and they don't know anything else we did this morning except what they hear in takeaways. And this guy has been inspired to listen to more of the show just as a result of takeaways.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sweet dibs. Hey, man, I started listening to you guys because of the takeaways, and I was just listening, and I'm like, dude, what are they talking about? Like, it's so out of context, but... I listen to you guys all the time now, and Klein, dude.
And that's important, right? I was just hearing the out-of-context takeaways from the show and said, you know what? Maybe I should wake up an hour earlier and start checking out the podcast that goes with the show.
Our plan finally worked after
finally,
4 years.
Finally, we got one guy. One guy has been converted as a result of doing these dumb takeaways. So anything you have with you from today's show, maybe you listen for 5 minutes, potentially 4 hours. Either way, we appreciate you. Here we go. What do we got?
774, my takeaway is Klein Alley Show, a five-hour-long depression kiss.
That's right. Well said.
818, my takeaway is Omar wants everyone to know, pack your patience.
Yeah, he says
it.
He says it all the time.
No one says it more than him.
He says it the most. Let me find that, Allie. Hold on. Read that takeaway again. Go ahead. Whatever you're ready.
818, my takeaway is Omar wants everyone to know to pack your patience.
Pack that patience.
Oh, yeah. So happy.
So happy when he says that.
It sounds like a guy leaving a West Hollywood nightclub when he says that. Pack your patience.
Said, pack that patience.
Yeah, pack
said,
that.
Pack what? Yeah. 909, my takeaway is if you're going to the zoo, pack a lunch and your own lettuce leaves. 213, my takeaway is Johnny apparently doesn't know accents.
Nope.
That would be great to do a Johnny doesn't know accents.
Yeah, that woman from Australia was very angry about Johnny, but for some reason, he thought she was British.
818, my takeaway is forget gunshot or firework. It's time for gunshot or sonic boom. Mm-hmm. 626, applesauce on a cheeseburger is a fun crime to commit.
Yes.
And 208, my takeaway is R crash.
Yes, good takeaways all from today's show. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a complete show that goes with the takeaways. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. Search Klein Alley Show. If you could download, that means a lot. Subscribe means more. Comment. Oh, that's the best thing you could do. And telling other people about the show. God, you are doing the Lord's work.
You are.
That's what that old nun would have wanted. Omar, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that Molly will piss you off and let you sleep like a baby.
Yeah, Molly. Yeah. Molly. Big Molly shit. Today was like one giant infomercial for Molly. Mm-hmm. And Molly Mama's not happy about it.
She's not.
Has that post gone up yet where she blasted us on social media? Does anyone know?
I hope.
One of the angrier complaint calls we ever received happened during today's show. So check that out, the podcast for sure. Allie, your takeaway?
My takeaway is Mary Lou Retton can ace a sobriety test.
Oh, man. Flips and backspins, splits and all that double flip. But
we didn't ask you to do that, but that was very impressive.
Very impressive. Congratulations. Now don't drive drunk. You got a takeaway, Jake?
Yeah, Montebello is a great place to raise a family, and it's our duty to do the ditty.
There you go. Our duty to do the ditty. Well said. Have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, we got the GOAT line open for you now, 844-956-GOAT. And we'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning on the world-famous K-Rock.
Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.